So how did that encounter turn into a ride?
Then it just sort of organically bubbled up, like, how would you like to lead a bike ride of a bunch of people? And I said, the only way I would do something like that is if we follow all of the rules. Because my big complaint with bicyclists is they break the law. They all go through red lights. Upwards of 90% of them go through red lights. They treat stop signs as yields. Too many of them ride on the sidewalk, all of which are violations of law. So I said, okay, if we're going to do this bike ride, we're going to follow all the rules. Okay, okay, okay. And then I said, well, if we're going to do it, I'm just not going to do it like for the fun of doing it. There's got to be a charity component. I want to raise money for some good cause. I elected to use the People's Emergency Center.
What makes this ride curious to a lot of people, I think, certainly curious to us here, is that Stu Baikowski and the greater bicycle community sort of had an open argument for years over biking in the city, the Bicycle Coalition being part of it. And so it's curious that these two entities have come together to commonly do something.
Since I started at the Bicycle Coalition, I've always wanted to open conversation with anyone who's willing to have one with me, because I understand that some people have their problems with bicyclists. Stu brought up this 90% of cyclists break the laws thing. That's not proven, but, you know, it's something we can talk about. And I think that the more people see bicyclists on the street, the more people are willing to actually bicycle themselves, the more they see some of the problems with bicycling in the city.
I'm wondering if on what points of biking in the city does the Bicycle Coalition and Stu Baikowski come to agreement on?
We agree the law should be obeyed, both of us.
I think we are in 90% agreement on most things. The Bicycle Coalition believes that there should be better enforcement of all traffic in the city. There's not enough enforcement and there's not enough education as to the rules of the road and where bicyclists belong, where cars belong, et cetera. And the Bicycle Coalition is working on changing that.
Yeah. As regards enforcement, once a year I do a column in which I detail the number of tickets that have been written for bicyclists, pedestrians, and motorists. The motorists, I'm working from memory, don't hold me to this, is 80,000 tickets are written for motorists in 2015. 14 were written for bicyclists. 90 were written for pedestrians. More jaywalkers got tickets than bicyclists. There is no enforcement on bicycles.
Well, the other thing is, and something that you have found, there's been no enforcement on cars parked in bike lanes as well. Illegal parking is a big problem for cyclists. We have having to jet out into traffic after being in a bike lane to avoid a car or a truck or a UPS truck is dangerous.
Well, let me interject that I don't want bike lanes on Spruce and Pine because they're virtually unused except in rush hour.
Okay, that's not true, but okay, yeah.
Okay. I have no objection to them on JFK and Delaware and Market. If it's a wide street and basically you're still leaving the motorists with what their, quote, share of the road. So this is something the Bicycle Coalition and I disagree on, the need for bike lanes. And also the city is being very underhanded and sneaky in trying to roll them out. A couple of years ago, they were prevented from the streets department, I guess, was prevented from just designating streets for bike lanes. They have to have the approval of the city council person of that district. Bicycle Coalition hated that. They don't want the city council person to be able to say yes or no, because I think the Bicycle Coalition knows the majority of people in the neighborhood don't want it.
So, all right, that's not true either.
That's
so,
opinion.
Okay, fine. But what's actually the case is that certain streets were designated for bike lanes based on safety and based on whether or not traffic would be affected. They're announced way beforehand, put on the streets department website. Then neighborhoods can debate on them. And we are not in favor of city council people basing their idea of safety over an actual studied idea of safety.
Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of safety. It's a matter of, do the people who live in that community have a say of what happens to their streets?
Well, it is a matter of safety because more bike lanes mean safer streets.
Mm-hmm. well, from your point of view, yes.
I'm sorry, but we do have to – we're getting this signal. We do have to cut off.
It's going
to
be a fun ride.
All right. So I want to thank Stu Bukowski, Randy Labasso from the Bicycle Coalition. I want to thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure.